2 Samuel chapter 6. It is not hard to obey when we love the one whom we obey. Instinct versus obedience. The Ark of God's presence reappears in the biblical narrative after a 20-year silence. The rejoicing of the feast was abruptly interrupted, and when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled and shook it. Verse 6. Would you drop to the ground and allow the precious symbolic object of God's presence to break, or lengthen your hands to hold it? The intention was certainly good, but in the open disobedience from those God had commanded. Numbers 4:15. We find it difficult to understand that the carelessness or an action with good intent is so severely punished by God. Or do we understand God's holiness even less? Sometimes our senses play a hard time. Not long ago, we read in 1 Samuel that obedience is better than sacrifices, 1 Samuel 15:22. It is not difficult to obey when we love those we obey. And in the deep sea of God's sovereignty, it is not so much our turn to understand or explain, but to obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. John Samus.